ॐ ध्यायामोदकलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरसङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीं। In the ninth shloka, Shankara spoke about the Shadadharam and the Shakti in there as Kundalini Shakti. So he gives a better description or a brief yet clear description of the Shakti, of the Kundalini Shakti in the tenth shloka. So in the ninth shloka, he just spoke about the various Adharam, various chakram, the Shat Chakras. But he didn't speak really about the chakram. He didn't speak about the Kundalini Shakti, which he does in this particular shloka. So we have already dealt as to what the Kundalini Shakti is and what it does. So we will not get into much details. We will cover this shloka briefly. That's it. So this shloka is set in the ragam Amritavarshini, which is quite a famous ragam. So this goes like this. Sudadhara sare charanayugalantar vigalitai prapancham sinchanti पुनरपि रसानाय महसः अवाप्य स्वां भूमिं भुजगणिभमद्युष्टवलयं स्वमात्मानं कृत्वा स्वपिशिकुलकुण्डे कुहरिणी। So the Kundalini Shakti, as we know, it is a serpent. It is that serpent. It's like a serpent. It is called the serpent power because it is like a serpent which crawls from the Mooladharam up till the Sahasraram, merging into the Sahasraram. It's also called snake power because it lies dormant, it lies coiled up and sleeping in the Mooladharam. So until a person does spiritual sadhana, he does practices that wake up this Kundalini Shakti, it lies dormant, coiled up. And when a sadhaka arouses this Shakti, then it crawls like a snake from each of the Adharam, going from Mooladharam to Swadhisthanam, Manipurakam, Hridayam, Vishuddhi, Ajnachakram, and finally merges into the Sahasraram, wherein it merges into the Amritam, or that state of Devi, which is the state of bliss or immortality or Anandam. So here Shankara speaks about this Kundalini Shakti, how it is there, how it is present. So Sudhadhara Sarehi. Sudhadhara Sarehi. Like the Dhara of Sudha Amritam. The flow of Amritam. It is Amritam flows down. Flowing of Amritam from where? Charana Yugalanta Vigalitaihi, from the space in between your feet. In between your feet. Charana Yugalanta Vigalitaihi. So in between the space in between your feet. So the Sudhadhara, the Dhara, the flow of Amritam, nectar, that starts from the from in between your feet, and that prapancham sinchanti, that amritam which flows from in between your feet, that wets the adharam prapancham. The prapancham word here doesn't mean the world, but prapancham here means the shad adharam that Shankara spoke about in the 9th shloka. So the sudha dhara, the amritam that flows from in between your feet, that wets the various adharam. So it wets, we can consider that Devi is in Sahasraram. Devi resides in Sahasraram, as Shankara said in the previous shloka. And from there, Amritam flows. Amritam starts flowing from there, from the space in between the feet of Devi. From Sahasraram, it flows down. It flows through the Sushumna Nadi, or the spinal cord, and through each of the Adharam. And finally, then what happens? It settles down in the Mula Adharam. It settles down in the Mula Adharam. And it is this power, that this nectar amritam that flows from Devi, that wets all the nerves in our body. We know that the nerves, all the nadis in our body, the main nadi is the Sushumna Nadi. Sushumna is considered the main nadi, the major nadi, or the big nadi. So when this shakti goes from Sahasraram onto each of the parts of the body, then we gain power. We get power. So it is like Rasa Amnaya Mahasah. So it is as if Rasa Amnaya Mahasah. It is like the nectar, the essence coming out of moon. So the Amritam, the Sudhadhara that comes from the Devi's feet, is compared by Shankara like the rays that comes out of moon. So Rasam, the essence what Shankara says here, the essence of the Sudhadhara is like the essence that comes out of moon. Moon doesn't have any essence as such. So essence means, Rasam means the rays that come out of moon. So the Sudhadharam, Sudhadharam that comes out of Devi, it wets all the nerves, all the nadis in our body. It gives energy to the nadis, it gives life to the nadis, even as moon gives light, moon gives essence to various entities in the world. So we know that it is the essence of the moon. Moon, the rays of the moon causes plants, herbal plants and other things to grow. So the herbal plants grow, or they grow because of the essence of rays that obtained from the moon. So Krishna himself said this in the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, where he said Gama Vishkicha Bhutani Darayamyaham Ojasa Pushnami Choshadihi Sarvaha Somo Bhutvar Asatmakaha Pushnami Choshadihi Sarvaha Somo Bhutvar Asatmakaha Rasatmakaha Somaha, that Soma, that moon which has rasam in him, that rasam of the moon, the rays of the moon falls on earth, thereby giving life, making the various herbs, the plants in the world nourish, or it nourishes, the essence of moon, the rays of moon nourishes the plants in the world. So the Sudhadha, even as essence of moon moon's rays, when it falls on earth, it nourishes the plants or herbal plants or all plants in on earth. Similarly, the Sudha Dhara that comes out of Devi's feet, Amritam that comes out of Devi's feet, that wets and gives life to the various nadis in our body. And avapya swam bhumim avapya. So having attained your own state, your own place, which is in the Mooladharam. So the Mooladharam is the place where, when Devi, we can consider this as an exam, as a way of illustrate, an illustrative way of telling that when from Paramatman, jivas are created, then the power of Paramatman enters through our Sahasraram, through our head, and then it gets settled in the Mooladharam. So, avapya swam bhumim. So, swam bhumim avapya. So, that means it gets into the Mooladharam. And punaha api, again, bhujaganibam adyushtavalayam. Bhujaganibam means like a snake. So similar to snake, adyushtavalayam means like a coiled or in a coiled way. So it is a snake. So the Sudhadharam that flows from Sahasraram, it flows down and then reaches the Mooladharam and takes the form similar to a snake and gets coiled. And swam atmanam kritva, taking its own form, taking your own form, kulakunde kuharini swapishi. So kulakunde kuharini. Kuharini means with a small hole, and Kulakunde means in the Mooladharam. So, once the Sudhadharam that comes out of Devi's feet, that flows down, that wets all the nadis, and then it attains the Mooladharam, which has a small opening, and it gets settled there like a snake, like a coiled snake. Coiled like a coiled spring, so it is a coiled snake, and it doesn't stay like that. Swapishi. So you are present in Mooladharam as the essence, as the Sudhadharam, and after giving life to all the nadis in the body, you sleep in Mooladharam. Swapishi. Swapishi means sleeping. So this is a way of telling that whatever we already discussed in the previous day, that the Kundalini Shakti is sleeping. It's a sleeping serpent. It's called serpent power, coiled serpent power, sleeping coiled serpent power. So that is the power that is there in a person, Devi's power. And that is the reason why it is that power which is there in Mooladharam helps in procreation, helps in giving more life, helps in conscious beings being born, birth of various conscious beings. And that's also another proven fact, that it is Mooladharam which has the maximum energy in our body. That's the reason why brahmacharis or people who are in the spiritual path, they restrain themselves from sexual activities, because the Mooladharam is used for sexual activity, and that activity takes the that is the activity, sexual activities are the activities that take that exhaust most of our energy. So maximum energy is spent through sexual activity, because Mooladharam, that is the place where Devi is present. And the more we enter into sexual activities, the Mooladharam, the Devi, will be more and more sleeping. So once we control it, once we control our sexual passions as well as mental emotions and all the other things, and we start in the spiritual part, then the Devi, who started from Sahasraram and ended up in Mooladharam will slowly get awakened. And when the Devi, the Kundalini Shakti in our Mooladharam gets awakened by controlling passions, controlling emotions, then it will reach Sahasraram, thereby giving us or granting us immortality or Amritattvam. So Amritattvam can be attained because of that only. And Sudhadharam comes out of Devi, means Devi's very form, very nature is Sudha, is Amritam. That is also another reason why Mooladharam, people gain more happiness out of sexual activities than any other activity, because that is where Devi is present clearly. So there are few Vedantins as well, like, or not exactly Vedantins, people following the Upanishads and scriptures like Osho and many others who thought that, who were of the opinion that sexual activities, if they are controlled, they can lead to a state of thoughtlessness. So there were analysis by such people, such saints, that when sexual activity happens and culmination at the time when sexual activity culminates, then a person enters into a thoughtless state or the state of the Atman. So therefore, like, if it is controlled and made in a proper way, then it can help a person in the spiritual path. But that is against Vedanta. Vedanta or Advaita Vedanta doesn't believe in sexual activities leading a person to realization. We have to control. Even Shakta system doesn't really believe in that, because Mooladharam, if a person spends the energy in Mooladharam, then the serpent will again sleep. We need lot of energy, lot of effort to wake up the Kundalini Shakti so that it proceeds higher and higher and reaches Sahasraram. So the serpent power or the Kundalini Shakti is the basis for life, basis for a jiva, basis for the life of a person, consciousness of a person, and that is attained, that is God from Devi. So even as a state that is not natural will not give us bliss, it will be only a state of tension. Similarly, since Kundalini Shakti is formed out of Devi's Sudhadhara coming and falling down onto the Mooladharam, therefore it is in a state of tension. So until the Shakti goes back to its normal state, natural state of Devi's Sudhadharam, Devi's feet or Sahasraram, there will be always be tension, and as long as tension is there will be Dukkham. So Anandam can be attained only when the Kundalini Shakti is aroused and it merges into Sahasraram, and that is done through Bhakti and Jnanam. When a person follows the spiritual path ardently, in a good way, in the right way, then he will, for him the Kundalini Shakti will get aroused and it will merge into the Sahasraram, thereby he will become a Jivan Mukta. We'll continue in the next day. Hari Om.